As he went, he tried to tune his mind outward and pick up some sense of Ted. But there was nothing. Bobby wasn't all that surprised. If he had been Ted, he would have gone someplace like the Bridgeport Public Library, where he could hang around without being noticed. Maybe after the library closed, he'd get a bite to eat, kill a little more time that way. Eventually, he'd call another cab and come to collect his money. Bobby didn't think he was anywhere close yet, but he kept listening for him. He was listening so hard that he walked into a guy without even seeing him. "Hey, cabron," the guy said, laughing, but not in a nice way. Hands grabbed Bobby's shoulders and held him. "Where was you think you going, Putino?" Bobby looked up and saw four young guys, what his mom would have called corner boys, standing in front of a place called Bodega. They were Puerto Ricans, he thought, and all wearing sharp creased slacks, black boots with pointed toes poked out from beneath their pants cuffs. They were also wearing blue silk jackets with the word Diablos written on the back. The eye was a devil's pitchfork. Something seemed familiar about the pitchfork, but Bobby had no time to think about that. He realized with a sinking heart that he had wandered into four members of some gang. "I'm sorry," he said in a dry voice. "Really, excuse me." He pulled back from the hands holding his shoulders and started around the guy. He made just a single step before one of the others grabbed him. "Where you going, tio?" this one asked. "Where you going, tio mio?" Bobby pulled free, but the fourth guy pushed him back at the second. The second guy grabbed him again, not so gently this time. It was like being surrounded by Harry and his friends, only worse.
"You got any money, tio?" asked the third guy. "'Cause this is a toll road, you know."
They all laughed and moved in closer. Bobby could smell their spicy aftershaves, their hair tonics, his own fear. He couldn't hear their mind voices, but did he need to? They were probably going to beat him up and steal his money. If he was lucky, that was all they'd do, but he might not be lucky.
"Little boy,"
the fourth guy almost sang. He reached out a hand, gripped the bristles of Bobby's crew cut, and pulled hard enough to make tears well up in Bobby's eyes.
"Little muchacho, what you got for money, huh? How much of the good old dinero? You have something, and we're going to let you go. You have nothing, and we're going to bust your balls. Leave him alone, Juan."
They looked around, Bobby too, and here came a fifth guy, also wearing a Diablos jacket, also wearing slacks with a sharp crease. He had on loafers instead of pointy-toed boots, and Bobby recognized him at once. It was the young man who had been playing the Frontier Patrol game in the corner pocket when Ted was making his bet. No wonder that pitchfork shape had looked familiar. It was tattooed on the guy's hand. His jacket had been tied inside out around his waist. "No club jacket in here," he'd told Bobby, but he wore the sign of the Diablos just the same.